Hello?
Hey there, it's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Oh, yeah, the other day.
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, okay. So what the hell happened?
Oh, well, my car smacked into your car. I hit the bumper pretty hard. I heard something crack. But there were people...
Well, was the front or the back bumper? Because both of them have cracks on them.
Oh, it was the back.
Okay, because, but the cracks were already there, I'm saying. I don't think it was...
Well, no, I heard internal something just... Ooh, it sounded bad. I think it was your car. Maybe it was mine.
Okay. And this number's coming from Washington. I'm in New Jersey, so...
Yeah, I kept my number when I moved to New Jersey. Because I didn't want to admit to people that I'm from the shitty state.
Yep. Okay, cool. Anyway, I kind of agree with you on that.
Yeah. Well, there were people watching when it happened, so I didn't want them to report that I did a hit and run, so I just put the note on there, but I have no intention of paying you anything. Fuck that shit.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't really see any damage besides what was already there. I mean, I don't, you know, it shouldn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know what.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a big deal. I mean, I looked at it and everything looked all right. So.
Yeah. After I left the note, I'm like, oh shit, I should have put someone else's number instead of my own. But what was I thinking?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, is your car okay?
Yeah, mine's fine. Mine's a truck with a real bumper. It's not a shitty, stupid-looking plastic bumper like yours.
Actually, well, yeah, mine is plastic, and I agree with you on that. But, yeah, so...
All right.
I don't think you did any damage, so, I mean, what do you want to do now?
I don't know. Nothing. I wasn't going to do anything in the first place. I was just leaving a note so nobody reported me.
Okay,
I mean,
all right, well, I don't think it's too big of a deal, then.
Yeah, I could have completely fucked up your car. Maybe I did. Who knows? But I'm not doing anything about it. I don't have money.
Okay, well, I don't have too much money either, so...
Okay, well...
I mean, even though it's a Mercedes, it's not a new one. It's a very old one, so...
Yep.
Yeah, what kind of car do you drive?
Oh, don't worry about it, motherfucker.
Jesus Christ. You feeling all right, buddy?
I'm fine. Okay, I'll tell you, I drive an Audi, and that's better than a Mercedes and a BMW put together.
I do like Audis, but...
I don't care. I gotta go, all right? I gotta go.
Hey, fuck you, dude. Chill out.
Hey, fuck you. Don't talk to me like that.
Fuck you. Sound like a fucking pedophile,
you
weirdo.
Stupid piece of shit.
What's your fucking problem, dude? You want me to come over there and smack you upside the fucking head?
Oh, you don't know where I am. What are you going to do? Come to Washington and smack
me upside
the head? You're
from Washington. You're probably a pussy bitch, dude.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll see about that if we ever meet up again. Next time I see your car, I'm going to smack into it on purpose.
Go back to the bank, Go back to the fucking bank. I'll see you there.
All right. I'll see you in 10 minutes.
Yeah, 10 minutes, fucking pussy.
Yeah. I'll see. We'll see if you show up.
Audi?
Yeah, I'm driving a much nicer car than yours, than your piece of crap.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't doubt it, but still, fuck you.
You should be embarrassed driving that piece of crap.
I thought you didn't have any money, buddy. How do you afford a fucking Audi, you little bitch?
Yeah, I was lying to you, because I don't want to pay for your damage to your piece of crap.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Fucking asshole.
No, you're an asshole. Listen to you.
You're a fucking asshole.
Hey, fuck you.
Fucking from Washington. What a homo.
Oh, yeah, you were insulting New Jersey a while ago, agreeing with me like a bitch.
No, New Jersey sucks, but Washington, come on, who the fuck's from Washington?
You've never been outside of New Jersey, so you don't even know.
Bullshit, I was in the Middle East a couple months ago.
Oh, you're full of shit. You've never been out of this town, probably.
Oh, yeah, okay, buddy. Yeah, come over here and tell me I'm full of shit.
I will. I'll be at the bank in 10 minutes.
Fucking child molester.
Oh, you're a child molester.
Yeah, fuck you.
Your mom's a child molester.
Okay. All right. Yeah, my mom's a child molester.
Yeah, she is.
My mom can probably beat your fucking gay ass, dude.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Yeah, we will see about that, motherfucker. Why don't you come down to right now, and we'll see what's up.
I think it's hilarious how pissed you are right now. So, yay, I win.
Yeah, fuck you. How pissed. Yeah, okay. Well, you know what? You might have won the battle, but you didn't win the war, motherfucker. Why don't you come down here?
I will. I'll be at the bank in 10 minutes. I'm on my way.
Yeah? No, come right down the street from the bank. Come to my
Why don't you come to the bank?
Because, come here. This is where the tow trucks are, and we can tow your piece of shit.
Do you work there?
Well, I don't work here, but that's where I am right now, so...
Oh, because you're having your piece of crap towed?
Yeah, no, not quite, but
you
still.
Have him put it in the crusher. He may as well.
There's no crusher here, but I'll put you in the fucking crusher, you little bitch.
You'll put me in the crusher that's not there?
Yeah, I will, motherfucker. We got plenty of equipment here.
Makes
we'll
sense.
Figure something out. Come on, come down here.
All right, I'll be there in 10 minutes. I'll see you soon.
And by the way, my brother-in-law is a cop, so, you know, I could trace this call.
Oh, I think you're full of shit. You don't have any relatives that are cops.
You sound like you're full of shit, motherfucker.
Well, at least I'm not claiming to be with the police, to have family in the
police.
Yeah,
I'm not with the police. I got family that's with the police, which means I could trace this call.
No, it doesn't. How are you going to trace it?
Oh, I could trace it.
Really? What steps would you take to trace it? Would you push the trace button on your cell phone?
Fuck yeah, I will. I'll trace it right away.
All right.
GPS, I'll turn your GPS on. I'll find you right now.
Timber. Roy's the man with the cacti touch. He'll strip your love nuts. Such a phone loser. Beckons you, sorry about that, dude. But don't you read?
I just kind of heard you be messing with my blood nuts. Racist? Are you a different race, Roy?
This
or
sounds...
are you the asshole race?
I was hotboxing.
What's that?
You smoke one marijuana while the windows are all rolled up?
That's got fucked up.
Why were you jerking on my handle?
Dintember. Pretty girls, hot boxing your Datsun truck. Roy, don't give a fuck. He loves phones. He's waiting for calls.
Hi, you're listening to the Snowplow Show for October 4th, 2017, and I'm your host, Arby. Hey, how are you guys doing? Let's do some small talk in the intro. On today's show, which is sponsored by El Diablo, as it should be, we're going to trick university students into tipping soda machines onto themselves. We found a payphone still in existence right next to some soda machines, and nobody knows what a payphone is, so we're just going to convince them that that's the part of the soda machine. Maybe rock it back and forth to reset the system. This is going to be so great. But first, we're going to do some cardings. I've got a bunch of carding numbers in here, just tons and tons of cardings. And as I mentioned, I think on one of the hobosodes, there's quite a few text messages in here too. Give some of these a call, but I think I'm just going to start out with the voicemails. I'm going to start out with the most recent ones. Like there's one here that happened today about 2 hours ago.
Hi, we found a ping note.
A ping note.
That says, sorry, I dinged your car. So yeah, we called kind of number. We just want to know which car did you dinged.
I'll tell you which car I dinged.
But it's okay. It's not a big deal because honestly, I don't know which car you're talking about. Okay. Bye.
It's not a big deal because she doesn't know which car I'm talking about. That makes sense.
Hello?
Hello, it's Roy. I left a note on your car today.
Yeah, which car were you mentioning about? Which one was it? Was it the white one or the gray one?
Oh, I don't know because I'm colorblind. It's the one I left a note on.
Because it was in the middle of the box. You left it in the middle of the mailbox? In between the two mailbox? You didn't leave it on the car, right?
Oh, yeah. I think it was the lighter colored car. Because I'm not colorblind.
Was it on the passenger side? In front?
Yeah, on that side. There was a dent on your car, and I took it off of your car, and I put it on my car.
I don't want to say, what is a dent?
Well, you know how you have two cars? You have a white car and then a gray car?
Uh-huh.
So I'm a magician, and I did a magic trick. I took the dinge off of your car, off of the white car, and then I put it on the gray car. And then I took the dinge...
I don't understand. Sorry, are you joking with me?
Oh,
I'm
no.
I'm sorry.
No, I wouldn't...
But the other car is not my car either.
Oh, well, whatever. The gray car. I took the
Dinge. Oh, you say it was the gray car?
Yeah, well, first it was on the white car. And I said, abracadabra, and I waved my hand over it and took it off of the gray car. And I put it on the white car.
I don't know what you're talking about, but...
Magic.
Everything seems all right.
Okay, yeah, it should look all right, because I took the Dinge off of both of those cars, and I put it on my car, and I took it home.
Okay, well, I don't know what you mean, but, well, everything's okay.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. I'm glad to hear it. Yay.
Okay. Okay. Bye.
Bye. See you later. Okay, we're now done with the part of the show where I giggle about how Asian people
yes,
talk.
Yes, this message is for Roy. I'm calling regarding the note you left on my white car last night, a Jeep Cherokee.
Another white car.
That you said you dinged it. I just wanted to find out where you dinged it at, because there was already one on the driver's side.
What do you tell me about it for?
A back door. So if you'd give me a call, I'd appreciate it. I can be reached at area code 248. My name is Janet. Thank
okay.
you. Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah, Janet. She's been calling for a while. I keep trying to call her back, and she never picks up. This lady's full of shit. And that idea, it's kind of from Tim Riggy. He said to tell them I removed a dent from one car and put it
hello?
On. Oh, hello, Janet?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy. I'm a magician. I put that note on your car.
Okay.
And yeah, I'm just calling to say sorry.
Well, where did you hit it at?
Well, it's not that I hit it. Maybe I worded that note wrong. See, I'm a magician, and I took the ding. There was a ding on your car already, and I took it off. I did like a magic trick for a friend that I was with. I took the ding off of your car.
It's still there.
No, this was a different ding, probably, that you're thinking of. Because it's definitely gone. I got rid of it through magic.
Where was it at?
It was on the right fender, on the passenger side fender on the back, by the gas cap. But I waved my hand over it, and I said the magic words, and my friend, his mind was blown. He's like, oh my God, where'd the ding go? Where'd the ding go, I mean? And I'm like, turn around. I'm like, turn around. And he looked around, and the ding was on his car. He's like, what?
Okay.
It was the best trick ever.
There was one on the left side, on the driver's side.
By the gas cap?
By the back door. No.
Oh.
No, the gas cap's on the right side.
Yeah, I know. That's where the ding was that I magically took off and put on my friend's car.
I didn't see any. I thought maybe you hit it or something.
Oh, no. I
went back in the house and got a flashlight because my sister lives there, and we were looking all over the car and couldn't find anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I took it off.
My original one.
Yeah, I hope you don't mind me using your car as a prop for my magic trick.
No, that's fine, but can I get you to remove the other one on the driver's side?
Well, if I'm around there again, like, here's the thing, though. My friend, so I took the ding off of your car, and I put it on his car with the magic trick.
Okay.
And he wants to get your insurance information for the ding.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work.
Well, why not? He needs that taken care of. There's a ding on his car, and... from your car.
Because I didn't hit the car or anything.
I know, but it's because of the magic trick I did.
I know, but my insurance isn't going to pay for it because the police report we had written up was on my car. There was no other ding.
Why wouldn't they pay for it? Because, I mean, I don't know, the ding was on your car, now it's on his car. I think that's your fault, isn't it?
No, they have to go through his insurance company.
Well, he doesn't even have insurance.
But did he have a police report written up?
Oh, no, he can't do that because then they would give him a ticket for not having insurance.
Yeah, see, so, yeah.
Yep. Oh, okay, yeah, now I see.
Yeah, because in order for it to go through my insurance, I would have to pay my deductible.
Yeah, but
which is $1,000.
Oh, no, they wouldn't make you pay for it because it's on someone else's car and it was done through magic. There's like a clause in there for magic.
I don't think they're going to buy that, though.
Yeah, they will. This happens all the time. This is a normal thing for insurance companies.
No, not that I'm aware of. I used to work for lawyers, and this is the first I heard of it.
Lawyers. Well, you know what? I'm going to go over to my friend's house, and I'm gonna do some more magic stuff on his car. I'm gonna put a hex. I'm gonna make it come back to your car 10 times worse through magic.
Okay. Okay, sounds like a plan.
And that's what you get for not, you know, for doing an insurance scam, not paying when you're supposed to.
No, it sounds more like you're doing the scam because that's fraud.
No, it's magic. I'm doing a hex.
Yeah.
I'm doing a pox on your car.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you believe what you want to believe, but
it's not a belief.
Gonna fly legally.
You'll see, because I took the ding right off your car and put it on my friend's. I can do anything. I'm basically like a god.
Well, you were tampering with private property then if you were messing with my car.
Yeah, you're welcome. So, I took the ding off your car, didn't I? You're welcome.
No, I didn't have no ding to begin with.
Yeah, huh? There was one right by the gas cap on the passenger side. And I removed it.
Well,
I'm like, waved my hands around all mysterious-like. I'm like,
that's funny because I have pictures of my car that were taken before, and
before
there
the ding
no
happened,
ding there.
Yeah, it's because it's before the ding happened. You have to take your picture after it happened for it to work.
Yeah, you might try checking with somebody else. They might fall for
learn,
it.
Learn how photography works, dummy.
Good luck.
Okay, thanks. I'll try and scam the next
You're welcome.
Person. Hopefully they'll fall for it. I'll get tons of money. So it looks like she left a message yesterday also. Here, let me delete that first one. And then she left this one.
Yeah, this message is for Roy. You left this number that on my car.
Yeah, actually, this is pretty boring. I'm reading it, and it looks like it says the same thing. Oh, yeah, I was trying to say that's an idea from Tim Riggy. He says, tell them you removed the dent from your car and put it on their car. And I kind of want to try that again, you know, just one more time.
Hey, Roy, I just found a note in my car that said you scratched my car. Can you please give me a call back at 857? Thank you.
Hello?
Hey there, this is Roy. I left a note on your car.
Oh, hi, Roy. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. How you doing?
I'm good.
That's good.
Yeah, I saw a note. I called you yesterday, but...
Oh, yeah, it's okay. I wasn't around. I wouldn't have picked up yesterday anyway.
Okay.
I didn't want to. So I'm sorry about the ding and everything. It's like a magic trick gone wrong.
Oh, what happened?
Oh, my friend, he had a ding on his car, and I'm a magician in my off hours.
Uh-huh.
And I did this magic trick. I, like, waved my hands around and said the thing. I can't tell you what I said because it's a trade secret. And it removed the ding off of his car. And he's like, oh my god, where did the ding go? And I'm like, look behind you, and there was your car. It was like street
okay.
It was like street magic, like on those videos, you know? What's his face? His mind was blown. It was really cool. It was a good moment.
So what are you trying to say?
That I used magic to move the ding from his car to your car. So he doesn't have the ding on his car anymore, now it's on your car. Magic.
What do you mean? What kind of magic do you use?
Well,
you
no,
have a note to say you scratch my car.
No, it's not evil or anything. It's nothing. It's, you know, it's good magic.
Right. I have a camera in the house. The car was parked in front of the house. I'll recheck it.
Okay. Yeah. Look, if you see me, if you watch the camera and you see how I did it, you're not allowed to publish that anywhere because that's a trade secret. That's like magic that I...
It doesn't matter. I don't have to cover anything. If I see you scratch my car, I have to take it to the police, right?
No, I didn't scratch the car. Someone else scratched his car, and I moved the scratch from his car to your car.
Oh, you know what? I don't have time for this.
I'm like, abracadabra, and waved my hands around, and...
I'll look into my camera, then I'll take it to the police station. That's it.
I held a handkerchief over it, and then when I removed it, it was gone off of his car, and it was on your car.
And then why did you left a note in my car?
To apologize for whoever did that to his car. They basically dinged your car by dinging his car. because I moved
when
it.
When I look into the camera, I'll let you know.
Fine. Go ahead. Look into the camera. You'll let me know what?
I will.
That I'm telling the truth?
I don't care what you said. I'm just going with my camera said.
Okay. Well, just don't be putting that on YouTube. That's trade secrets, how that magic works.
I don't have
works.
Time for that.
Good. Cause
I don't have time to deal with YouTube.
Okay, good, because I don't want you to put it on YouTube. Don't put it anywhere. Don't put it on Facebook. It's a trade secret. I'll sue you.
Listen, I have life, okay?
You have lights?
I'm not a social media person. I have life.
Oh.
I don't do social media.
Oh, you're one of those right? people. You're one of those
I
people.
I am one of those. You know what? I don't have time for this. Goodbye.
You just go around, I don't use social media. We call that being pretentious. That's how people used to be about TVs. They're like, oh, I don't own a TV. I just read a lot of books. I'm going to go ahead and officially remove Tim Riggi's idea here from the list, though. But I really like the idea of being a magician. I think I should start being a magician more in prank calls, because that's much cooler than being a sensei. Or maybe I could combine the two, or I could combine all three. Reverend Sensei Doug the Great. That's what it'll be. All right, next is a voicemail from yesterday.
Leave a message. Leave a message. That's what they're reading it.
Oh, wait, what was that? Okay, so it's some guy saying, leave a message, and he's like, fuck that, and then he said something else.
Leave a message, fuck that. That's what they're reading
again. I don't know, it's another one of those Chicago ones, though, so I'm going to go ahead and call it.
Hello?
Hey, it's Roy. You left a voicemail for me. And it was kind of rude, you said the F word.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. You left a voicemail. I think I may have left a note in your car, and like there was some guy in the background saying, leave a message, and you were like, F that. And it was right on
that's rude?
Yeah, it's very rude. You know, I had it on speaker, and all of my kids are right here in the room with me, and you said the F word.
I apologize for that. I was on the background, obviously, right?
You're on the what?
I was in the background?
Yeah, but it was pretty loud. The microphone picked up pretty good. You may as well have been in the foreground.
You got a good phone. Oh. I actually called you the first time.
Okay.
I thought it was hilarious.
Why do you think it's hilarious? That I hit someone?
That you dinged my car?
No,
you seen all the other things? I wouldn't be able to know which thing it was. I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, okay. Which part was hilarious? Like, I don't know. I wouldn't think getting your car hit would be funny.
I got so many dents in that car that I wouldn't be able to identify a new one.
Oh, I see. I see. You think it's funny, but it's actually not. I get it now.
Yeah.
Well, did you see the ding?
Why do you got those made up?
Made up?
You left like two of them.
Two of them?
I mean, are you dinging cars all the time?
Well, I'm slowly going blind. And I haven't told the DMV yet, so it's hard to get around sometimes.
So you make a whole bunch of cars and just ding a bunch of people's cars, and then you don't even answer the phone when they call you back.
Well, I'm busy. I couldn't get to the phone because I'm blind. I don't know where the phone is. I just know it's on this side.
All right, then you know what? You have a great day. Do not worry about it. No big deal. All right,
okay,
buddy?
Well, you don't have to be a dick about it. Man, I don't know what was going on with that one. Like, did I talk to him already? I must have talked to him already, I guess.
Hello. I got a note on my car saying you dinged it, motherfucker. My mirror is missing. What the fuck?
His mirror is missing.
I'm calling the cops on you. I'm giving you this number.
Don't call the cops. That's the
asshole.
Last thing I need. I'm not even going to call that one, because that one was scary. That guy sounded really serious. I don't need that.
Hi, Ray. My name is Dinesh. And I'm the person whose silver Mercedes was on Mar Place, and you left me a note I think it was Monday, if I remember right. Yeah, last Monday.
Yeah, whatever.
And I've been tied up with the weddings and all that kind of thing that we had in our family, so I didn't get a chance to give you a call. But give me a call when you get this message, and I tell you it's quite professional of you and ethical of you to leave that note. Thanks. Bye.
I'm so ethical. And I'm scrolling through the voicemails here. I don't see another voicemail from this guy. So I guess that's his first one. I think I'm going to try the balloons idea again. Because I never really got a good reaction out of that. And I probably never will, but it's worth a try. I can try once or twice more, right?
It's Dinesh.
Oh, hey, Dinesh. This is Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yeah. Hey, I appreciate that, and that was quite professional of you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and ethical, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep.
Definitely.
Yeah, I was just, did you see where I dinged it by the little valve stem cap thing?
By the what?
By the, you know, on the tire, the little cap, the little screwy thing that holds the air in?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I was putting that back on, and I tightened it too hard, and it cracked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it'll, you know, it's just like $1 to replace those things. I was just putting the cap back on your tire after I took the air out.
Got you, yeah.
That's all, yep.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about that. Don't worry about it.
Okay, yep. I deflated all four tires, but I filled them up immediately after. I had an air pump in my trunk, an electric one, and
aired them. So you popped that valve on that, or?
No. I just stuck a screwdriver into it to let all the air seep out after I put balloons over it. You know, I was filling up balloons with the air from the tires, since that works like helium.
Uh-huh.
And it's for, a kid's birthday party. They put me in charge of the helium, and I just pocketed the money and got air out of people's tires. But I wasn't expecting to break anyone's little screwy cap thing.
Okay. So what did break on my tire?
On the valve, there's a cap that screws on.
There's a what? Sleeve on, uh-huh.
Yeah, there's a little cap that screws on, known as the screwy cap thing. That's the industry term.
Right.
And, I was putting that back on after I took all of the air out of your tire. I was putting that cap back on, and I tightened it too much. I tightened it too much, so it cracked.
Oh, okay. So why did you have to put air in my tire?
I took all of the air out of your tires. I flattened all of your tires. I put balloons over the valve stems, and I filled them up with the air from your tires, because I needed helium balloons.
Oh.
And you know, like inside your tires, it's all helium, right?
Oh, so you took tires out of my, air out of my tires?
Yes. I flattened all four of your tires. I filled up balloons, party balloons for a kid's birthday party. And then I aired your tires back up with a pump that I had in my car. You're welcome.
Oh. Okay.
Yep, I just needed the helium out of your tires.
Got you. I'm really surprised that you did that, because I mean, why would you do that to somebody's car?
Well, I was really fast about it. I just needed the helium, because I wanted the balloons to float.
Got you. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
We all float down here.
And then you filled up my tires with the pump from your car?
Yeah, just with air, though. So I'm sorry if you get, like, worse gas mileage now, since you don't have helium in there. I put regular old-fashioned air in there.
Oh, okay.
But I think
So where did you scratch it doing that?
I didn't scratch it. I broke the cap, the little screwy thing, the screwy cap thing.
It
just cracked a little bit. It's still on there. It's cracked. You got to buy a new cap so water doesn't get in there.
Yep. Yeah, okay, I see what you mean.
Yep, so...
Because the note you left is that you scratched my car, and I that's why I was concerned about it, but that's okay. Don't worry about it.
I think I wrote cracked. I have bad handwriting. I cracked your car.
Not a problem.
Not car, cap. I cracked your cap. That's what it says.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So do you live on that same street, or were you visiting?
No, I was just driving through. There was a birthday party I was driving to, and it's maybe a few blocks away. And I hadn't got the helium yet, so I just stopped at your car, and I filled up all the balloons from your tires.
Ah, okay.
And then I filled them back up. Hopefully I filled them up enough.
Yeah, I'll have to go take it to auto and make sure that the I mean, helium is better for the car tires than
obviously
than plain air.
Yeah, I would go to a garage and tell them that. Say, give me some of your best helium.
Okay. Do you know how much that would cost me?
It's probably free. And those little cap things, they're probably just like 50 cents. So it's cool.
Oh, got you.
If you'd like my insurance information, I can give you my policy number.
Oh, no. Don't worry about that.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. That's very nice of you.
All right.
First you give me helium for the kid's birthday party, and now you're not taking my policy number.
Okay.
It's very nice of you. Thanks.
All right.
I'm glad you're not angry about any of this. Oh, there he goes. You know, I try to discourage people from wasting their time and going into shops to check their air pressure in their tires, or, you know, whatever lie I've told them. And I was getting ready to tell him, I'm like, oh no, I checked the tire pressure. Everything's fine. You don't have to do anything at all. But if he's going to go to a garage and ask them for their best helium, I can't just not let him do that. That needs to happen, and I'm going to let it happen. So next is Scott.
Hi, Roy. This is Scott. I got a note on my daughter's car saying that you dinged it. Give me a call back, 248.
And I'm crossing off the party balloon idea. Even though that guy didn't get upset about it, I feel like it's done. We did it like 3 or 4 times now. Hey, look at this. It's a message from JAG TV on Skype. I'm just now seeing this, and he sent me a car ding call that me and him did. You guys might remember I played one a few weeks ago with me and JAG TV, but apparently there's another one of me and him, or maybe it's just him, I don't know. But it looks like this is about 7 minutes long.
Hi, I'm the owner of a Chevrolet Cobalt 2007, and I found this card and have this number on it, saying that you have dinged my car and asking me to call this number so we can get that fixed. So please call me back. My number is...
All right. Oh, I guess I'm in this, because it says featuring RBCP. The title, it's like Hentai featuring RBCP.
Pretty much the synopsis of that is...
Thanks for that, JAG TV.
I heard it. I heard it on the stream.
Okay, cool.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Chang? It's Bobby. How you doing, man?
Hi, good.
Good.
Hi.
Good. Yeah, I accidentally hit your car. Yeah, it took me a while to call you back, because I was at my son's third wife's birthday party. That's why.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's really nice for you to leave the notes.
And ethical.
Yeah, thanks.
No offense.
Yeah,
You said no offense.
Yeah, so where did you hit my car? I actually didn't notice the note until like a long time later.
Oh, yeah. What had happened was, well, it's a long process. My seventh son, we were playing baseball in your yard, right? And I threw the baseball to him, and he slapped it like a real pussy. But what happened was,
what a little bitch.
It flew and it shattered your window.
Actually, I didn't see like any crackle.
Exactly. That's because me and my son went to Home Depot. And we bought some glass, and we soldered that shit, or whatever they do with it, and we replaced it for you.
Oh, like, you can do that without, like, using my car?
What?
Oh, no, I'm just surprised you can do that, like, without, like, my keys. How do you replace the glass?
Well, it was no problem. We just took the car over to Home Depot, and they did it for us. It was pretty cheap, actually.
Oh, but, like, you tow my car, or...
Yeah!
Like that? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice. Okay.
Yeah, also...
So the problem is fixed, right?
It's almost fixed, but I kind of took something. There was some hentai in the back seat. Did you know about that?
No, what was that again?
Hentai. It's like Asian... Not Asian, sorry. That was extremely racist. I'm apologizing to you. It's actually like anime. That's the A word that I was looking for. It's animated prawns, and it's like in a book, and I took it because I saw the...
What the hell, JAG TV?
The title of it was Low Asian Slut Sleeps with a Cat, and I was like, whoa, that's crazy! So I took it, I'll give it back, no problem.
Oh, I don't remember, like, have a book on my car, though. It's, like, in English, the book.
No, it was in Japanese. or it was in whatever language. What language do you speak other than English?
I'm Chinese.
Yeah, it was in Chinese.
Like hentai.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't like really remember that, but okay.
Wait a minute. Hold up 1 second. Hey, yo, Roy!
What?
Was that your magazine that you left in his car?
What?
Put your penis away and come here real quick.
Alright, hold on a second.
Sorry, my son's about to get his ass whipped.
What do you want? Oh.
Is that your magazine? The little hentai Asian cat porn in his back seat? Did you leave that shit there?
Was it volume 1 or volume 4?
Sir, was it volume 1 or volume 4?
A cat thing? A cat magazine?
Yeah, was it volume 1 or volume 4?
I actually don't remember having a magazine on my car.
Yeah, like a Sunbo T, right? Yeah, so that wasn't your magazine. That was Roy's?
I am probably one of my, like, friends left it there. I don't use my back seat.
You don't use it, so it wasn't yours, right?
Sorry, my friends.
Oh! Yeah, that's some bullshit. Because my son shouldn't be having to look at that, you know? I'm not mad at you. I'm just mad at myself for failing him as a parent.
I liked it, though. It was good. I really enjoyed it.
Well, I didn't even get to read it.
It was good pornography. Good child pornography.
The weirdest class.
Cartoon child pornography.
Yeah.
Best ever. My favorite.
So that was yours, Mr. Chang? You're saying that magazine wasn't yours, right?
I don't remember like any kind of magazine on my car.
Alright, that's fine. I took the magazine away from him and gave it to his third mother. Let's see.
Pages 4 and 5 were stuck together, though.
Oh.
Do you know what happened there?
What?
I think we all know what happened there, Mr. Chang. You don't need to explain that. Yeah, but what else? There was something else in the seat. Well, the Home Depot man, actually, his name was Jerul. And he took there was a cell phone. Are you missing your cell phone, or is that what I'm calling on now?
What kind of cell phone?
Oh, it was a cell phone, like, you know, the one you call people on. That kind of cell phone.
What brand is it?
What brand of cell phone? Hell, it's like a touch screen, like a a Samsung, I think.
Huh, that's not mine.
No, there was a cell phone.
I don't know what is it, but you're kind of weird. Bye.
What?
Did you just call him weird?
Hello? What?
Oh no.
What happened?
I don't know what he said when he hung up.
He said, bye.
I'm pretty sure he said the JAG TV is weird and hung up on him. Looks
he
like
doesn't want to get in trouble for the hentai.
Hi, I can answer the phone now. Please leave a message. Bye.
Bye.
Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
That was really weird.
Assemblée moye, Mr. Chang. Yeah, well, why'd you hang up on me? You know, we were gonna come over, we were gonna return the magazine, we were gonna use it with you. It's gonna be real good.
Dad, can you buy me some more hentai?
Don't tell your third, fourth, or fifth mother, alright?
Okay, Dad.
Alright.
In the car.
Alright, Mr. Chang, I'll talk to you later. Was that racist? That's not his name. It probably was. Let's be honest.
Yeah, most likely it was already.
Wow, he was calling him Mr. Chang, and that wasn't even his name. You're a terrible person, JAG TV.
Hi, Roy, this is Scott. I got a note on my daughter's car saying that you dinged it. Give me a call back.
By the way, JAG TV does a show on the Mixler machine. I think it's on Tuesday afternoons. I'm hardly ever around on Tuesday afternoons, so I don't get to hear his show. Or maybe it's Wednesdays. I don't know. He went on yesterday, though, and I missed it. It's mixler.com/JAGTV. I'll try to remember to put a link to that in the show notes.
Hey, this is Scott. Leave me a message and I'll give you a call back.
Darn it, Scott. Called him like 4 times.
Hi, I'm calling for Steve. You left a note on my car,
Steve,
that said sorry for the ding. First and foremost, don't even worry about it. It's not that big of a deal. But I just wanted to call and say thank you very much.
I really appreciate it.
You did leave a note.
You're a very ethical person.
But
what a guy.
Don't worry about it. It's not that big of a deal. It ain't even worth stressing out about. But again, like I said, I wanted to call and thank you and let you know I appreciated the fact that you did leave a note. I hope you have a wonderful time. Bye.
A wonderful time? Wonderful time doing what? I think we need some clarification on that. I'm going to give her a call.
I'm sorry. The person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box.
Boy, this is Mike again. On to you, Roy.
We're on to you, Roy? That's probably just a listener. I'm not going to call that one.
Hi, how you doing? Looking for Roy. I got a note on my car. It says you hit me or dinged me somewhere. It's raining right now, so I can't see it, but I'm sure if you hit me and you're telling me you did, you did.
Of course.
Anyways, give me a call back. My name is Nick.
What other explanation could there be?
Thank you for calling ProBuilt Tools.
But he's not picking up still.
Hi, Roy. This is Joe calling from Automotive. Can you please call us at 2? Thanks. Good afternoon.
Hi, is Job around?
That's me.
Oh, hey, Joe. It's Roy. You left me a message to call you back.
About the
what?
Roy, kind of educate me here a little bit.
Well, I don't know. It says, hey, hi, Roy. This is Joe calling from Automotive. Can you please call us? And it has your number, and it says, thanks.
Yep. Hold on one sec, okay?
September 27th.
Hang on one sec.
Okay.
Tom.
I got to educate him a little bit. I wish I could play voicemails back at people, but I can't because of the way this is all set up. They wouldn't hear it.
In 1988, Automotive was founded on and continues to operate on the basic principles that honesty, integrity, convenience, and expertise are what makes a new customer a happy customer.
They have to point that out. I'm suspicious.
With locations in Troy and Auburn Hills, we have over 25 service bays to take care of everything.
It's like they're trying to clean up their image or something.
Complete engine replacement. You can wait for your vehicle in our comfortable lounge with hot coffee, reading material, free Wi-Fi, and TV. Or take advantage of our shuttle service to work or home. Ask us for details when we come on the line.
Shuttle service. That means Chad gives you a ride home in his truck.
When you buy your tires here, you get the Automotive Advantage. Free tire rotations for the life of the set.
And the no Chad guarantee.
Mounting, balancing, and disposal.
We will never accidentally confuse our air tanks with Pepsi tanks. That only happens at places like Walmart.
Your cars and trucks. Thanks.
Hi, Roy.
Hi.
Sorry about that. You have the one number, it's like a 617 number or something?
Yeah, 626 or something, I don't know.
Yeah, you left me a note, said, sorry I dinged your vehicle.
Oh, yeah, that's the one.
That's the one. Now, was this on my S10 pickup?
Yeah, well, I don't know if ding's the proper term. I'm an Uber driver, and I had to borrow your F1 whatever to my car broke down, so I had to use yours to do the rest of my route. And
you
I brought
used my vehicle for an Uber?
Yeah, but just for the rest of the route, because I didn't want to lose that fare. And as the customer was getting out, he had a backpack and it like scratched along the door as he got out.
Okay.
But
did you have a car in the?
No. I just my Uber, the one that I drive, my own car, it broke down out in front of your place, kind of. So we walked over. And I'm like, oh, it's cool. I know this person. I'll just use his truck.
You're losing me. Can you please bring me up to speed who you are and how you got in my vehicle?
Well, I just, I'm good with cars, and I just knew how to open it up, and, I brought it right back, and I put gas in it. I just borrowed it to...
Did you ask?
Well, no, because it was dark. It was nighttime. Nobody was there.
And you just took my truck?
Yeah, but just for a minute, and I didn't
hold
hurt...
Hold on a second. Are you serious?
Of course. And I didn't hurt anything in it. I took it. I didn't even touch the radio. And, I put a dollar of gas in it and brought it back.
Where did you have to go?
He was just going to, I think, his girlfriend's house or something.
No, I don't care where he's going. Where did you take my truck?
Oh, to his girlfriend's house.
What was the keys in there?
No, I just, I just got underneath and did some magic with the wires. Started it right up.
Okay. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Can you please... bring me up to speed. I don't know who you are.
Educate you.
Or what this is about. But you hotwired my S10 pickup truck?
Well, I don't want to say it was hotwiring it, but I just I got under there and I tied some of the wires together to start it.
How'd you get the steering wheel unlocked?
It's a tool I carry with me. Just, you know, it's as an Uber driver, it's something you have to keep in your arsenal. Just in case of a breakdown. So, I mean, it's not a, it seems like you're trying to make a big deal of it, but it's not really a big
deal.
Wait
a second. You're trying to make a big deal. If you would have gone out and killed somebody, I'm not insured for this.
Well, I wouldn't kill anyone.
Why
would I
go there and just hotwire my truck and take my truck?
I'm not a killer. I wouldn't go out there and kill anyone with your truck.
Wait a second. I didn't say you were a killer. I've been running a business for 30 years here. You just come in here and hotwired my truck and took my S10 pickup truck and not said a word?
Well, yeah, your business
is... Are you
kidding me? Your business is a part of the community, and I'm the community, so I just, you know, I thought I could just borrow it for a minute. I've done it before. It's never been a big deal before. Not your truck, but other people's.
You did it on my lot before?
No, well, maybe. I don't know. I don't keep track. But, you know, it's just usually not a big deal. Just, you know, just a quick joyride. It didn't hurt anyone.
No. This is a problem. This is a huge problem, to be honest with you.
Well, you're just making it a problem.
And it's not about me being over whatever. This is about, I can't believe that you came on my lot, broke into my S10, hotwired my S10, borrowed it and took it for an Uber driver because your car broke down, and then leave me a note saying I dinged your truck.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Just strand the guy out there and say, oh, sorry.
What am I supposed to do? I'm not the one in the Uber driving.
Well, it didn't inconvenience.
That's not my job.
It didn't even inconvenience you. You weren't even there. It's not like I took your truck while you were inside 7-Eleven or something. I knew you didn't need it.
You took my truck without asking. That is theft.
No, it's not, because I brought it right back.
Would you like to make a bet on that? Well, how about you come down here and meet me? Can you come down here and meet me?
No, I don't really want to. I just, you know, if you need my insurance information for that just
yes,
little...
Yes, I do.
But did you even see the scratch?
I just saw the note, okay? So I didn't know what you were talking about when you had said that.
Okay. Well, come on, you've
and
never...
I need to know what wires you're tampering with underneath my dash, too.
Oh, no, I just used some alligator clips and just clipped into them. You know, I didn't even have to strip the insulation off of them or anything. It's not a big deal. I mean, come on, don't be a pussy. I'm sure, like, as a mechanic, I'm sure you've done this before.
Never.
Well, yeah, right.
I've never heard of anything like this in my entire life. If your car broke down, why didn't he call another Uber driver?
Because I didn't want to lose the fare. Like, if he calls another Uber driver, I wouldn't get anything. It wouldn't even go through on the app. Like, I wouldn't get paid. And he gave me a good tip because he felt bad about the scratch. He gave me $5 extra, like, under the table. He didn't do it through the app. He just handed me a $5. Tax-free.
What's your first name?
Roy?
Ron?
No, Roy.
Roy.
Yep.
I'm sorry. Roy.
Yep. Sorry it took so long to call back. It's been a crazy few weeks, you know.
Okay, Roy. I think you need to come down here and meet me.
For what? Why?
Because you used my truck without asking.
Is it
because
I called you a pussy?
I don't give a fuck about pussy, okay?
You don't?
Really, I don't.
Yeah, that's cool. You know, it's 2017.
Right.
Whatever you like, you like.
I don't care that you're rummaging through my cars and hotwiring a car and borrowing it at your own leisure. Like, why don't you go to the dealerships? There must have been 5,000 cars around the corner.
Well, I know the model of your truck really well, and it's so easy to open those up and start them up. These new cars, they have all those chips and things in them.
Roy, I'm shocked that you don't want to come down here and meet me man to man.
Well, I just don't see why.
Let's not talk about pussy. You're the pussy who won't come down here. Okay, really?
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. You're the one who won't come down here because what you did is wrong. And it's not part of, because I'm part of the community and been here for 30 years. And if you don't think that that's stealing, you're crazy.
Well, you're being a pussy because it's not even a big deal. You know, it's just some guy borrowing your truck. Didn't hurt it or anything. Just put a tiny scratch in it. It's not like it's a nice truck. It's basically a piece of shit.
Well, much better than your car because my truck runs and yours don't.
No, it just broke down. You know, I got it fixed.
And you didn't even come back to give me the business.
No, I've brought stuff to you before and I didn't like... how it turned out. You know,
I'm shocked. Can you hold on 1 second, please?
Okay. Do I have to listen to that hold stuff again, though?
No.
Holy crap! It's irritating.
Okay. They offer towing and roadside assistance when needed. We can help if you've had a
what flat. A dick.
Need a battery jump start? Have run out of gas? Or are locked out of your vehicle?
Is this like the first guy this year that's gotten pissed at me about car dings? Well, probably not, but, you know, it seems like it. Everyone else has just been not believing me like a sensible person.
Whether you're driving something new right from the showroom, or a vehicle with some serious numbers on the odometer, inconvenient brakes.
Why am I on hold? What's he doing?
We track all the service that's due on your car, truck, or SUV.
I think he's setting up the tracer.
Service to keep your vehicle on the road. Our ASE-certified technician...
He's like, Meg, fire up the tracer. We can pull the machine out of the closet.
Big problems, often saving you time, headache, and hassle.
I'll stall him.
That.
Roy?
Uh-huh?
I'm kind of shocked at this whole thing.
Why do I have to hold? What are
you
doing?
I would like you to come down... What's your last name, Roy?
Gerbel.
And how do you spell that?
It's G, as in gnome. E
as in what?
Gnome.
E gnome, I don't get it.
Gnome. G as in gnome. You know gnome, like those little garden gnomes?
No, I'd have never heard of a garden gnome.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, G. E as in I.
Okay.
R as in racism.
Now, I don't show you've ever been in here before. How long ago was that?
Oh, you're putting me in the computer?
Well, I mean, I'm looking for you. You said you've been in here before.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. I just mean I borrowed cars from the lot before. But I don't think I've ever actually been a customer there. Ugh, no.
Okay. So you said you didn't have a good experience with it. And I've had cars that's been rummaged through before.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, yeah, no. Now I remember. Sorry. You played that hold music, and it just scrambled my brain. I forgot. Even after you said you wouldn't.
Okay, so how'd you spell your name? G-E-R.
Uh-huh, and then B as in B-B-Q. I as in I-O-U. And then L as in 50.
L as in 50.
Yeah, you know, the Roman L.
Where do you come up with your thought processes when I say L as in Larry, not L as in 50, because it's in the Roman Q? I mean, this isn't Trivial Pursuit or something. I don't get it.
I'm
missing something here, Roy. I am completely, completely missing something
in
here.
It just came to mind. I don't know. Just whatever. L as in Larry, then.
Ella's and Larry.
Yep.
Now, I would appreciate it if you come down to the store and you make a police report for damage in my vehicle.
What?
You make the report.
What? No, we can't call the police because I have 3 strikes. 2 strikes, I mean.
Well, if you don't come down, I'm going to call the police.
Why would you do that?
Because you're not cooperating with me.
I mean,
you think that I got a free lot here. What would you have done if you'd have totaled that car?
Oh, man, I would have been fucked.
Yeah.
I would have been like, shit, I probably would have run from the scene, to be honest. I mean, no offense or anything. I probably, you know what? Holy shit. Yeah, I would just take off. You know, it's not like my ID's in the car or anything. I'd just be out of there.
Right.
Yep.
I'm kind of shocked here. And but I'm blown away that you're coming onto my lot using my vehicle.
I'm a good driver, though. You know, I don't care
if you're a great driver. I got a tow company that way. I got one of the best drivers along, and somebody just hit him 5 minutes ago. That's what I was doing on the phone when you called me.
Oh, that sucks.
And T-Bone, my tow truck has nothing to do with you.
Holy crap, are they okay?
There's liability.
Are they okay?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, what? Are you kidding? You're all concerned about the truck? You're saying the humans don't matter?
That's none of your business.
I know, but I'm just concerned for my fellow human being, and you're telling me like they don't even matter. You're just like, my truck.
Well, you didn't care about me and my business. You just think it's a wide open lot to come and take what you want, when you want, and however. What happens if that was a customer's car?
Well, I was really careful. They wouldn't have even known if that stupid guy hadn't dinged the, you know, the door. Fucking customers, right?
Roy, this is not good. You still need to come down here. Are you going to come down or no?
I just don't see why I should if this is actually a prank call and you've just been butt slammed.
Butt slammed?
Yeah, you're on the Gerbil in the Butt show. 101.3,
yeah, right.
The FM.
So did you call me originally, Roy, and set that up?
No, it was one of my listeners. No, it's just, they didn't touch your truck. They just put the note on it, that's all. They didn't borrow your truck. It's okay. Please don't call
There's
the police.
There's nobody there, huh?
No, it was all just a joke. It was just an elaborate ruse.
Is that why you're coming up with the I and the L and Larry and the Roman?
Oh, no, that part was real. What are you talking about? That's not even weird.
It's not?
I don't think it is.
I never would have thought. I could have never guessed that clue, like L as in, you know, that, where you would have thought that. I mean, I never would have put two and two together with that.
Yeah, I was looking at a dollar bill at the time, and it had an L on it, you know, for the
Where's
Roman.
Where's the call from? 100 what?
It's kdkprankcalls.com. It's a local FM AM radio station show on the shortwave.
Can I listen to it locally or no?
Oh, yeah, it's on FM right now. I think we're going to replay this entire call on the air tomorrow morning. And we'll basically make a huge fool of you. And it's going to be so funny.
Okay.
So
you
do
think
we,
so?
Do
huh?
we, yeah, do we have your permission to do that?
No.
We're going to do it anyway.
Okay.
You can't stop us.
No.
But yeah, 97.4. I'm sure you listen already, probably, anyway.
I'm going to now.
Yep, you should. Well, I'm really sorry to upset you and everything. You know, it's all in good fun. It's all for the greater good.
All in good fun, huh?
Yep.
Hopefully you make lots of money doing this.
Not really. They're about to fire me, to be honest. Nobody listens to the radio anymore. It sucks. I'm just doing this in the last-ditch effort to save my job, so I hope it worked.
Well, we'll see.
Yup.
All right.
All right, well, have a nice day. I hope that guy was okay in that wreck for real.
No, he is fine.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad to hear it.
He is fine.
Okay, good to hear.
All right.
Who cares about the other guy?
Both parties involved were.
Ah, I don't care about the other guy, just your guy.
Right.
Fuck the other guy.
Come on, he's human.
No,
what difference does it matter if it's one life, two life, three life, white color, black color? Human's human. Not.
You're the one bringing race into it.
Matter.
I'm just saying, he's the bad driver. Your tow truck driver is a saint. He would,
mm-hmm.
Yep.
97 radio. I'm just looking you up. 97 Rock FM?
Yeah, yep. 97.4. And it's the Gerbil in the Butt Show.
The Gerbil in the Butt Show.
Yeah, we had to change it from Skippy and Dippy for legal reasons. Some asshole DJ in Florida was coming after us. And, that's right. Mine.
Where are you guys out of? You around here? No.
Oh, yeah,
local.
Yeah, we're local right here in Dearborn Heights.
There you go.
Yep. The big radio station building. Okay, well, I got to go. I really got to pee.
All right, bye.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot. And okay. How did he even believe that stuff, that I was stealing his truck? That seems like such an unbelievable thing. But thanks for being a good sport, Joe, and allowing us to air your call on our show here on the FM 97.4 Gerbil in the Butt Show. I forget where people were suggesting new show names, but I think I mentioned on the last show I really should just change it to a different morning show name, since I'm basically stealing Skippy and Dippy from the MJ Morning Show in Florida that I don't think exists anymore. And somewhere, either on YouTube or Facebook probably, people were suggesting new names. And I remember one of the names was Gerbil in the Butt. That idea about the Uber, I think that was from Blue Ram. So thank you, Blue Ram, if that was your idea. It's kind of hard to keep all these notes straight. I think Blue Ram may have been responsible for the previous idea, too. But I'm not sure. I think that's where we're going to end the new calls for today, because I'm trying to call other ones here, but I'm not getting a lot of answers. And I'm back down to where everything's more than 2 weeks old. But I do have a couple things I want to play here, or do here, or try here. It's here in my email somewhere. Yeah, here it is, from Sunshine. She called up another carding person, it looks like 5 days ago and had this conversation.
Hi, this is Roy. You asked me if I could text message you about dinging your car.
You got the wrong number, ma'am.
No, 901-9. You sent me a text message.
No, nobody texted you.
She has the worst luck with these.
You're lying. You sent me a text message.
Hello?
Hello? You sent me a text message and you asked me if I could talk with you.
Yeah.
So it sounded like they switched phone, switched people. Like the phone got passed to someone else.
Yeah, well, you can put that note in the car.
I think.
So I called you.
Oh, so now you're going to admit that you called me. Or that you sent me
a... No, it's because my friend answered.
You what?
My friend answered the phone.
This is not the same person who answered the phone.
No, that was my friend who answered because I didn't know who number was that. So she answered for me.
A likely story.
You let your friend answer the phone and tell people they got the wrong number? Like, your friend sounds like a real stupid bitch.
You don't have to talk about that about my friend, though.
You should slap her for me. Can you do that right now? Can you just slap her for me, the dumb bitch?
You're the dumb bitch for calling my friend.
Whoa.
No, like, your friend...
No, you got me fucked up. You're not gonna talk to my friend like that. Like, you're a dumb bitch. Frick.
Really? And, well, I dinged your car, so I guess I win, huh?
Girl, I don't even care what the fuck you... Oh, my God. I'm not even gonna argue with you, because you're an old-ass bitch, and I don't got time to...
Then why did you just call me, then?
Because you fucking let the fucking note in the fucking car stay and fucking call you.
Yeah.
Wait, because I hit your car.
I'm not going to argue with you.
I hit your car. You don't want to fix your car?
I'm not going to argue with you, she argues.
But you're here fucking being a little thing, telling me to tell my fucking friend that she's a dumb bitch. What the fuck you want me to say?
Well, first of all, I want you to be nice to me and calm down. And let's talk
Okay, I'm calm. Okay.
Okay, so I hit your car and I'm sorry. Well, actually, I scratched it.
Okay.
Did you see the scratch?
Yes.
You did? On the bumper?
Yes.
How bad is
my
it?
My mom, she saw it. My mom saw it.
Your mom thought? Whose car is it?
Yeah. My mom.
It's your mom's car? How old are you?
I'm 18.
I thought he was going to say like 10 or something.
You're 18.
Or she, whatever.
Yes.
When's your birthday? What year?
Oh my God, why you want to know?
Because I don't believe you're 18. You don't sound 18.
Yeah, I'm over here. Oh my God.
So basically, Sunshine just told some kid to slap his friend, some little kid.
Put your mom on the
Way
phone.
Way to go, Sunshine.
She's not a bitch, is she? Is your mom a bitch?
Is your mom a bitch?
Yeah, go tell your bitch mom to get on the phone.
Bitch, you better not fucking call my mom a bitch. You the fucking bitch over here fucking crying shit with the fucking 18-year-old.
Go put your bitch mom on the phone. Is she there?
No, I'm not home. You got me fucked up.
Sunshine, you got her fucked up.
Got me so fucked up.
Yeah, well, I guess you should just hang up the phone right now. Just hang up.
You can hang up.
You hang up the phone.
The old ass bitch.
Hang up the phone.
And they just trail off, and that's the end of the file. Holy shit, that one was all over the place. So, besides that carding from Sunshine, I also have the old carding voicemail. I've pulled it up here, the one I used for cardings last year. And I don't think I've checked this since last year, because there's a few messages in here. Most of them were hang-ups, and the ones that left messages, they were just people that were listening to the show, trying to convince me that they were real carding victims. But there's three messages in here that I've saved. This is the first one. This is from an unknown number.
You really need to stop making prank phone calls in the middle of the night. I'm really fucking sick of this, and I'm turning your number in as well as the other ones that have been doing it 3 o'clock in the morning. Thank you.
So that was from October 22nd, 2016. I don't know if some other prank show ended up with her phone number and just kept calling her over and over. I tried searching the voicemail box for more messages from her to see how it all started, but I couldn't find anything. I think they've all just been deleted.
Roy, call me, man.
That one, I don't know. That was left November 3rd, 2016, suspiciously just days before I was raided by the FBI. I don't know. I guess I thought that sounded real before, but it sounded kind of fake when I heard it just now.
Roy, call me, man.
See, yeah, that's just a listener, right? From last year. But I'm going to call it anyway. I don't know why I'm doing this.
Hello?
Hey, you left a note on my car. You said you dinged it. I don't appreciate it, motherfucker.
Yeah, I've heard this before.
Have you? What, like last year?
No, I actually watch your show.
Ah, I figured so. Damn it.
Well,
you left a message that said, Roy, call me, so I'm just calling you and, you know, just doing what you say. That's all.
I appreciate it, Roy.
Yep. No problem. Oh, he just hung up on me. What a dick. And what the hell, past me? Why did you save that one? Why did I think that one was real? That didn't sound real at all.
Hi, if this is Roy, I own a Res Ford Escape. And I just got a note. I just found this note, and I don't know how long ago.
So this one is from November 29th, 2016.
It was, but it says, sorry, but I dinged your car last night. I insist on not being held liable. Roy, and I'm totally not saying you, like, there's so many dings anyway I didn't even notice. I just want to know how long ago this was. And when it happened, like, what happened, I don't care that it happened.
I'll tell her what happened.
So, if you want to just call me back on this number, 969, that would be awesome. Thank you. Bye. Hello?
Hey, this is Roy. I left a note on your car that I dinged it last year.
Oh, sure.
And I've been away for the past year. That's why I'm just calling you back. I just got out.
No, I completely forgot about it. It's my mom's car. I was driving it, and I lifted the hood and found the note. So this is so funny. You probably made it look better, honestly, and that car is long gone now.
Probably, yeah. I remember that's that's back when that Pokemon thing was a big craze, and I was standing on top of your car. I was standing on top of your car trying to catch a Pidgey. And I kept jumping up and like landing on your car really hard, and that's how I dinged it.
Oh, it's okay.
Did you notice on the roof?
No, I mean, maybe why my sunroof was broken.
Oh, yeah, that could... I remember that now. Yeah, there was a sunroof. I was standing on the sunroof. And I was trying to catch a Pidgey. I can't remember if I caught it or not because, you know, that was a long time ago.
Well, I hope you did. But that car's long gone, so it's no worry. I think I was just more curious about the when it happened.
So you opened your hood? Why were you opening the hood?
The car was just...
There are no blenders in there.
Broken.
I'm sorry, what?
Something was wrong with the car, and I saw a weird paper sitting up in the corner, and it had that number on it, so I called. And
oh, you thought the paper...
It wasn't even my car. It wasn't even my car at the time, so I think that had probably happened when my family was using it.
Oh, okay, all right, yeah, that makes sense then. But yeah,
thanks for getting back to me. I guess that's really funny.
Oh, no problem at all. I'm sorry I waited a year. You know, I've been in the slammer ever since the incident.
Oh. Okay.
But I'm out now. It's... She hung right up when I said that. She's like, I'm not going to talk to someone that's been in the slammer before. So I guess I can clear that message out of the voicemail. And now the old carding voicemail is completely cleaned out. There's nothing left in there. But there's still plenty left in the current carding voicemail. And I'm sure I'll be going over that again once or twice. You guys can still leave notes if you want for the rest of this week. We're extending Ding Timber by 1 week. So if you feel like risking your life and going out there and putting a note on someone's car when you could be arrested or get your ass kicked at any moment, then go ahead. Make the note say, "Sorry, I dinged your car. My phone number is 626-269-8976. Call me to get my insurance information," and sign the note Roy. People are still leaving notes. There's like two or three new calls every day here on the voicemail. So thank you, everyone who's left notes out there this year. It's been a lot of fun this year, thanks to you guys. And I talked about this a little bit on the Hobosode the other day, that I probably won't do Ding Timber next year the same way that we've always done it. But I think Carlito and Dwight want to take it over, and Matt and all them, which I think would be awesome. I wish every prank call show out there would do Ding Timber every single September, every single year, forever. Do that, prank shows. It'll be fun. And I'm sure I'll be involved next year in Ding Timber in some way, especially because of this new number I'm getting ready to tell you guys about. I have set up a couple of new phone numbers here, so get out your pencils and papers. No pens, just pencils. I mean, pins. You need to write down important PLA phone numbers. The first one is the PLA voicemail line. You should already have that one. It's 814-422-5309. But I've set up a couple of new phone numbers. First would be the new request line. That's for live shows if people want to call in. I hardly ever use that. And that's mainly because it's always broken, because it's through CallCentric, and CallCentric, I don't know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. So I'm taking it off of CallCentric, and I've set it up on a new system, on my own system here. And the new call-in request line thing for live shows, the phone number is area code 505-796-5789. If I'm not doing a show, it's very unlikely I'm going to pick up. So I think it just rings forever, probably. And then there's a new number I'm setting up, and it's kind of to replace the whole carding phone number thing that we do every year. And I guess I'll be calling this the prank line. I'm setting up a phone number here for you guys to send prank calls to, like any kind of prank call you want. Basically, you'll be able to do cardings all year if you want to. And I'm not guaranteeing that I'm going to pick them up all year, because as I've said before, Ding Timber gets really boring to me by the end of the month. You know, doing the same type of prank call for an entire month straight. So this number I've set up, it's going to be for any kind of prank call that you want to send to it. Like a lot of people send things to the PLA voicemail line, and I hear them when I'm in the middle of doing voicemail, so I just delete them because I don't want to deal with it at the time. Sorry, people that do that. But people will, they'll fill out complaint cards, or they'll get businesses calling me for various things. And wouldn't it be cool if there was a separate phone number that you guys could send stuff like that to? So I've set up a phone number that I'm going to keep up year-round. And this phone number is replacing the old carding number. This is another Google Voice phone number. And I don't know if I'll change this number. I will give you guys plenty of notice if I decide to change the number. But it might be a good idea to change this every year or two. The phone number you want to write down, though, it's 508-784-6969. That's the new phone number, 508-784-6969. And just be careful about what you send to the number. Don't get me in any trouble. Don't do anything that's going to make the police call that number. Just do fun, weird, crazy pranks and stuff. Sign me up for everything you can imagine. Set up Craigslist ads with that phone number on it. People do that sometimes on the voicemail line, and I hate it. So here's a place you can do stuff like that. Maybe sometimes on shows, I'll just do an entire show of me going through the prank line number and calling back things from it. And I'm trying to think of other ways people could send calls to the prank line number. Like you could call and leave messages on people's voicemails asking them to call me. Or call employees when the managers aren't around and make them take a message down to call me for whatever reason. And then the manager calls back on the prank line number. And I've set up the prank line so I can answer it here in the studio. If anyone calls it, I've been working on all my asterisk stuff here. I've got my phone set up again. And all the lights are... We've got green lights across the board here. All the extensions are working again. I haven't really done a whole lot with asterisks since the incident. Oh, and the name on this one, it doesn't matter which name you use. You know, you always had to use Roy for the carding notes. But on the voicemail line here, I'm going to call the voicemail line so you guys can hear the message that I've put on it. When people call the prank line number. The prank line number is primarily for, for people to leave messages on, but I can also answer it here during live shows and stuff. Takes 5 rings to pick up. Here's the message.
Hey, I'm not here right now, but at the sound of the tone, you know what to do.
There's my voicemail. So I don't use the name Roy, I don't use any name. You can say my name's anything you want. It doesn't matter.
Hey, Brad. It's really a good thing that you only play one message if somebody leaves multiple messages. So only play this one and not the last.
I don't want to encourage them.
I left. I'm Mr. Tomato Head. Almost said Mr. Potato Head. But, yeah.
It's confusing, isn't it? Because he stole your name.
So, no, I think we can coexist, Mr. Potato Head. You should keep that name. And we can be like calling in together, and maybe we can even leave.
Yeah, like Zax
together.
And Zax. Zax and Zax, they're best friends now. It started out ugly, but they're the best of friends now.
But if you want to be Rambo the stripper or whoever you are, I think
listen to this guy.
Community will accept you.
High roading him.
Accept you, you know, with all your trappings.
Mm-hmm.
So, to set the record straight, I am Mr. Tomato Head, and you're Mr. Potato Head, now Rambo the Stripper.
What's the confusion? There's no confusion there. Completely different things. I don't even see the problem.
Nope. Don't worry, it's not the crazy Scottish guy.
Yeah, I was totally worried. You had me fooled there.
Steve, just want to say I really miss when you go, bye, honey, baby, and all that stuff, sweet tits, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Love it when you do that. Can you do a bit more, please?
So you want me to be more of a dick to women. Okay, you've got it. I think I can make that happen.
Hey there, Brad. It's Nippler.
Hey.
I noticed something weird in an old show that seemed to have went under your radar. 2 hours and 16 minutes into the July 27th, 2013 episode of the Snowplow Show titled Yo Holmes to Bel Air, a little while after finding out the call was a prank call, the woman on the other end of the line mutters, phonelosers.org.
What?
I listened to your banter after that and at the following show, and you never made any mention of it. I just thought the thing, and maybe there's an interesting backstory to this too.
Okay, dear Nibbler, I think I know why she did that. Back then, I used Skype to make my phone calls. And sometimes when I called certain home phone numbers, usually the ones with cable companies, my Skype username would show up as the name on the caller ID. Even if the number didn't show up, it would show up phonelosers.org as the name. So maybe I missed that, or maybe I just didn't care about it, because it was happening quite a bit at the time. And it was kind of funny to hear random people that we pranked say phonelosers.org to us.
Brad Carter, beautiful bastard, Dr. Smooth, we're out here.
Hello.
You know, I don't actually really have any intriguing criticisms or anything today. I just wanted to say that you're... shit's fucking good, man.
Wow, thanks.
Shit's good, yo.
Thanks, Dr. Smooth.
For real, though.
I thought you were getting ready to tear me apart.
A little less than sober, but
nope.
I assure you that I listen to all your shit while I actually do it at work, and it's fucking bomb ass, dude. So,
thanks.
You just keep doing you, man.
I will.
I'm making popcorn, by the way. All right. I'm going to listen to your new episode tomorrow.
It's a good thing to do while you're leaving a voicemail message for me. Do the noisiest things you possibly can.
Hey, Brad, this is Crazy Calvin, and I had a quick story I thought you'd like to hear.
Okay.
So, today I had a doctor's appointment.
And I don't want
to
hear this.
I had to use the elevator, and I noticed the little elevator emergency phone box, and I opened it up, and the number was written inside. So I saved it in my phone as a contact, and later...
You better give it to me.
After I got home around dinner time, I called it, and someone who was currently in the elevator at the time, I guess, picked up. So I pretended to be an employee from the Otis Lift Company, and I did a little survey with them in the elevator, asking them things like, how did they like the elevator, how was their experience in the elevator.
There was a bomb in the elevator.
It was pretty fun. Just thought I'd let you know...
Oh, you're not going to give me the number? Wow, what a jerk. Yeah, elevator phones, those are a lot of fun if you can get the number off of an elevator phone. Sometimes they're just written in there. And a lot of times they pick up by themselves. The people don't even have to pick up. You're just put on speakerphone. And you can be like, hello, I'm the automated elevator. Please state the floor that you'd like to be taken to. I don't know why I haven't done an elevator show yet. That would be a lot of fun.
Hi there, Roar. This is John. I got the note you left on my car saying that you... in my retarded car, give me a call back at 662.
Hey, no. Leaving your phone number on the PLA voicemail. You're calling the wrong number, dummy. If you want to trick me, call the other number.
Hey, Brad and Cisco Kid. Welcome back to the Cactus Corner.
Thanks.
And in response to your last voicemail, I have a lot of ideas for the show, like some show art and songs and a lot more stuff. I've actually talked about it with Lux. But I'll get around to all that as soon as possible.
I don't want you hanging around Lux. He's a bad question. Influence.
What is the best way to advertise for the Snowplow Show, or PLA in general? Should we put stickers in public, word of mouth, share
that's,
your videos,
that's vandalism.
Car bumper stickers, merchandise? Just let us know. We want to share the love.
I don't know. Nothing,
all right.
Nothing
that's
you
all
do.
For today, everyone. Remember, follow the rule.
Okay, yeah, follow the rules. I was going to say, nothing you do really matters. Nobody's going to listen anyway. I really don't know. Like, if I were you, I would take out a full-page ad in the local newspaper. It shouldn't cost more than $1,000 or so, and just put an ad in there for the whole week. Make it say, like, you know, funny prank calls, go to phonelosers.com. Snowplow Show. We should start up a thread on Reddit or the Facebook or something with show promotion ideas. Somebody should make some flyers. Yeah, that's what you should do. Make some small flyers that people can leave out on counters and put up on bulletin boards and stuff. I guess the best way would just be to share the show or share the single pranks. People who aren't listeners don't want to listen to the entire show. Go to youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica, find the funniest call you can on there, and just share it. Put it on Twitter, put it on Facebook, email it to thousands of people unsolicited. I don't know, anything you guys can think of to promote the show, that would be awesome.
Hey, Brad. It's Brad, the producer.
Hey, Brad.
So I'm at the snowplow offices coming up with a segment for the pumpkin decorating contest. Decided what I'm going to do
The
winner. I'm going to get in touch with Tom
pumpkin
Petty's
decorating
people.
Contest, everyone.
I'm going to get in touch with Tom Petty's people, and I'm going to have him come in and do a musical segment.
Nice.
And write a song for the winner of the pumpkin.
I can't believe the show isn't more popular with Brad the producer lining up all these celebrities to come in and help with
decorating
the show.
Contest. So have that on the books for October 31st. And good luck to whoever wins, and I'll definitely get in touch with Tom Petty tonight. Bye.
Awesome. Thanks, Brad the producer. I'm going to write that down in the show notes, maybe announce on the beginning of the next show that Brad the producer says we have to do a pumpkin decorating contest this year. I wasn't going to do anything like that this year, but Brad the producer says so, and he's got Tom Petty, so what can I do? So try to come up with some sort of crazy pumpkin idea. If you look on the Phone Losers Facebook page, I think there's a photo album in there of all the previous pumpkins. I'll put a link in the show notes to the Facebook album of all of the previous PLA pumpkins from the, you know, contests over the years.
Hey, Brad, this is Xi Jinping, the president of China. I just want to say good job lately. Good job. Good job using the word.
And that's the end of the message, but he leaves another message after that one. So don't panic, everyone. I think he's making things right.
This is Xi Jinping again. I think we got disconnected. Good job using the word farce. Keep it up.
No problem. Thanks for calling in. It's a real honor, Mr. China person.
Jenny? Oh, crap. You changed your number.
Ah. There you go. I liked how there were crickets in the background of that voicemail.
Roy,
I didn't add
those
in.
Talk about your censorship. I'm sorry I dinged your car with my beer bottle video. You have a freeze frame of dinged your cactus, and the phone number is blurred out. What you should have blurred out is the apostrophe and the E in your.
Oh, yeah. You're one of those people.
It's supposed to be a contraction, and I'm offended, and I'm going to be filing lawsuit with you.
Oh no, not a lawsuit. He sounds like that one lady. I'm very busy. I don't have time for social media, and I don't own a TV.
Hey, I need you to put your cat on the phone. Don't worry about it or anything. Just I need to talk
okay.
to you.
Okay,
all right. Cat.
Here you go, cat. So, the cat is totally right here and on the phone
10
now.
Okay. All right, that was 10. Hey, Whiskers. Okay.
Oh come on.
I need you to.
Everyone knows my cat.
Execute Order 66. Alright, you know what that means? Yeah, fuck his shit up.
Okay, now you can go away, Whiskers, who is totally
Yo,
here.
Yo, Brad, JD. I just wanted to call and tell you that I woke up this morning at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time, which was 2 hours before I was supposed to be up, and for some reason, the only thing in my head was, man, the temerity of you.
Yeah, good word, temerity.
Hey, Brad, it's Max Power, one of your new Patreon subscribers.
Hello.
We're back in 2014, where you called Bohawk Gardens, and we all thought that you killed Mrs. Cotton.
Yep. Look, just because you're a new Patreon subscriber doesn't give you the right to call into the voicemail and accuse me of killing people.
We'd like to know if you really followed up on that and found out exactly what you did to her, because we are all kind of concerned.
We broke her hip in that prank call.
Also, can you do more of those calls?
Sad.
To preferably Mohawk Gardens or somewhere else, preferably another apartment complex.
Maybe.
Anyways, thanks for taking the call. Thank you.
Not a lot of people alive that have landlines anymore. We're running out of old people to call. That's the end of today's show. There's more voicemails left in here, but I just don't have it in me. I can't listen to any more of this shit. The show is over. Thank you, El Diablo, for sponsoring the show today. El Diablo takes full responsibility for everything that happened on today's show. Thanks for that, El Diablo. Also, thank you to the new Patreons who have signed up recently, including Lawrence, Dan, and Amelia. If anyone else would like to stop being a freeloader and subscribe to the show to get free extra shows every week and a giant archive of extra shows that you've never heard before, then visit patreon.com/phonelosers. It's only $5 a month to get an extra show every week, most weeks anyway. Add Phone Losers on Twitter and Facebook and bug the shit out of your friends and family trying to get them to listen to the show and watch the videos and all that stuff. Everyone's homework assignment tonight is to get into a family argument about the Phone Losers of America. Keep bugging them about it until they yell at you, and be recording when this happens. I want to actually hear people getting kicked out of their houses. Thanks for listening, everyone. See you next time.
You say, look outside. Rain is pouring down, let's stay and hide. I say, what the hell? We've got things to do, we might as well stay and rebel. Maybe we will be
butt slammed.